On Pesach night, the main mitzvah we are unable to fulfill today, the main mitzvah is the eating of Korban Pesach. The Mishnah says, in addition to the Korban Pesach, we used to have a special chagigah that was brought on Erev Pesach. And Pesach Shavuot Sukkot, the Gemara points out in the first parak in Masechet Chagigah that you have to bring Korban Riyah, Oilas Riyah, Shalmei Chagigah, and Shalmei Simcha. And if you bring the Chagigah on Erev Pesach, on Erev Yontav, you're not Yosef. You have to shech that Chagigah on Pesach, sometimes either on Yontav or on Chol HaMoed. In addition to that Korban Chagigah that was brought on Pesach Shavuos and Sukkot, there was a special Chagigah Sarba Asar, special Chagigah that was brought on Erev Pesach, which was for the purpose of having the Pesach eaten a la sova. First you eat the Korban Chagigah Sarba Asar, and then later on you eat the Korban Pesach at the end of the meal. The Gemara has a machlokes satanoim adafayinam and aleph, whether in Pesachim adafayinam and aleph, whether the chagigas arba asar is minatoir or midirabonim. If you bring such a korban chagigas, certainly minatoir. Korban chagigas is a regular shlomim. You can bring it whatever you want. But the question is the obligation to bring the special chagigas. And Erev Pesach is this midiraisa. It's not explicit in the Chumash, that's for sure. It doesn't say black and white. It's a question whether you can read in between the lines to come up with such an institution of Chagigas Arba Asa. So the accepted opinion is that Chagigas Arba Asa is only Medirabbanan. It's not Benatar. The Gemara quotes Ben Tema was of the opinion that you have to bring a Korban Chagigah on Erev Pesach, that's a Din Benatar. And the expression that appears in the Mishnah, the Manash Tana, today, we have this deleted from the Manash Tana. But in the days of the Beis HaMikdash, the first of the questions of the Manash Tana was regarding the Korban Pesach. So these days, Manishtan Halayla Zemikol Halayla Shebuchal Halayla, on all other nights of the year, you can have fleshik, some milchis, you can have chicken, you can have beef, you can have roast, you can have fried, you can have broiled, boiled, whatever you want. Halayla Zek Kulot Sli. Tonight on Pesach, everything has to be broiled. Who says everything has to be broiled? Chagigas Abbas doesn't have to be broiled. It's not all broiled. So the answer the Gemara says, and the final analysis, the Mishnah follows the view of Ben Tema. And he says, Chagigas Abbas has learned that from Sukkim and Chumash, and has the exact same dinim like the Korban Pesach. So just like the Korban Pesach has to be eaten dafke broiled, so too his opinion is, Ben Tema's opinion is, that the Chagigas Abbas has to be eaten dafke broiled. So the Gemara says that the Stam Mishnah, that records the text of the Manash Tana, the Zman HaMikdosh, follows the opinion of Ben Tema. We don't pass like Ben Tema, but the Stam Mishnah quotes the text of the Haggadah that he used to say. The other Tanaim didn't say that text. So today we don't have any Korban Pesach. We don't have the opportunity to bring the Korban Pesach. So the Gemara says in the end of Maseches Megillah that HaKadosh Baruch Hu told Avraham Avinu the idea on Neshama forms for Seinu, that Bizman Shein Beis HaMikdashkan, you have to at least talk about the Korbanos. If the Jewish people will talk about offering of Korbanos, HaKadosh Baruch Hu will consider it as if he brought the Korbanos. On Pesach night, we speak a little bit about the offering of the about the eating of the Korban Pesach. We say Pesach, we can't say Pesach Zeh Shana Ochlim, we don't eat the Korban Pesach. We say Matazu Shana Ochlim, Mora Zeh Shana Ochlim. We say Pesach Shehoi Abisein Ochlim, Bizman Shevis Amigdash Shehoi Kai Mal Shulma. We say Hashem Shepesach HaMokam Abati Abisein Abimitzrayim. Then at the end of the Haggadah we say Chasal to the Pesach Kiel Chosah. We pray to HaKadosh Baruch Hu that just like tonight we were speaking about the Korban Pesach, so too Kein Yizkal Asos, we should be Zoche to actually bring the Korban Pesach. But it's really the main part of the Seder night is missing today because of the fact that we don't have the Korban Pesach. We have Afikoyman, which is a deep dark secret exactly what is the Afikoyman supposed to represent. We wash and we say Hamoti Alachilas Matzah, so you say Matzah. Then we have more. Then we have the meal. So what's the Afikoyman at the end of the meal all about? So the Rishonim have an argument. Some Rishonim say that that's the Ikir Mitzvah of Matzah. Tosis and Rashbam say, even though we said the Bracha Alachilas Matzah in the beginning of the meal, it's as if we had in mind not to be Yotzeh with that Matzah. We had in mind to be Yotzeh with the Matzah which is going to be served at the end of the meal. Why should we have that in mind? What's wrong with being Yotzeh with Matzah in the beginning of the meal? Because in the days of the Beis HaMikdash, they had to eat the Korban Pesach at the end. Why do they have to eat the Korban Pesach at the end? Because the Pesach is Nechal Ala Sova. That's a special, either a Din Min HaTorah, Takonim at the Rabbanah. So the Korban Pesach had to be eaten at the end of the meal. You have to eat the Matzah in the Mor in conjunction with the Korban Pesach. So Bizman HaMikdash, the Matzah in the Mor was also eaten at the end of the meal. So that's why we eat the Afikoyman, and that's the main mitzvah's Matzah. So the Rosh says, why don't we eat the Mor at the end of the meal? If that's Why do you say hamoitz in the beginning of the meal? Because you always say hamoitz in the beginning of the meal. You're going to have soup, you're going to have all kinds of courses in the meal, vegetables, whatever. You don't want to say a bracha on everything. So we understand why you say hamoitz lechem in the beginning of the meal. Why do you say alachilas matzah if you have a mind to be yotze at the end of the meal? So that's also, the Rashbam and Taisa say, not so difficult. Even though you have a mind not to be yotze now, you want to be yotze with the matzah in the end of the meal, the afikoyman. But since you're eating matzah, so you say the bracha alachilas matzah, but you really want to be yotze with the matzah that you eat at the end of the meal. So why don't you eat the maror at the end of the meal? So the fact that we don't have that in our, maybe there are some haggadahs where they have eating the maror right before the eating of the kodesh. But that is not our practice. So the Rosh says, obviously, that's not the real pshat in Afikoyim. That's not what it's all about. It's not like the Rashbam and Tosafot say that you have to have in mind not to be out with the matzah in the beginning of the meal, and Afikoyim is dika mitzvah matzah. Afikoyim is zeka lepesach. So that's what the Maharil is quoted. We have from the Maharil different svarim. So we have the Maharil is a sefer that goes on the, like a luach. He goes on like an Ezra's Torah Luach. He goes Nisan here, Steven goes on the month of the year, and he says which piyutim you say, which slifas you say, which you don't say. All the minhagim, all the dinim. So that's known as the Drushis Maharil. That was written by a Talmud of the Maharil. Every so often, too often, the Achrayim say that the Talmud made a mistake and he misquoted the Maharil, and he really meant to say the reverse. A lot of times there are things in the Drushis Maharil, this regular sefer of the Maharil, that don't make any sense. The Chubas of the Maharil were written by the Maharil himself. Those are often quoted in the Shulchan Aruch. Those are called Chubas Ashkenazios. Those are the Chubas of the Maharil. And the Drushas of the Maharil, that's the Luach, was written by a Talmud. So here also, in the Sefer Maharil, Drushas Maharil, it says that because the Afikoyman is Zecha LePesach, that's why you should have two Kizesim of Afikoyman, because they ate two Kizesim of the Korban Pesach. So the later Achrayim is, where did the Maharil come up with such an idea? It says in the Mishnah, you eat one kezayis. That's a taisa. Who says that you eat two kezayisim? So they say, no, it must be a misprint. The Talmud must have written, not a misprint, a Torah sefer, the Talmud must have written wrong. Like every other page in the Maharil, they pick on the Talmud, he wrote it wrong. Maharil must have said that we want to make a zecha lePesach and a zecha lechagiga. Because there are two korbanos that they offer on Erev Pesach. One was the Pesach, one was the chagiga. First he's supposed to eat a kezayis of the chagiga, or more. And then you eat a kezayis of Korban Pesach at the end. So that's what the Maharil must have said, that you should have two kezayisim of the Afikoyman, because the Afikoyman is Zecha LePesach, and also Zecha LeChagiga. So may as well have two kezayisim. Later, Achrayim point out that they're not so convinced that the Talmud made a mistake. There are a lot of things in the Maharil that the Achrayim say absolutely don't make any sense, and then 2 centuries later they said it does make sense. He just forgot to say, he's quoting a Rambam. So the Rambam says, oh yeah, the Rambam is the one who says that the Korban Pesach, we always had two kezayisim. One kezayisim in the beginning of the meal, one kezayisim in the end of the meal. There were two kezayisim of the Korban Pesach. The Rambam gives a whole explanation to it. So they think that you don't have to correct anything in the Maharil. It's good the way it says. But that's, the commentaries on the Shulchan Aruch have already amended the text of the Maharil, and they say what he really meant to say was that he took his zeichem of the Afikoyman at the end of the meal. One is Zeichel HaPesach, one is Zeichel HaChagigah. So again, the Korban Pesach we don't have today, but we have the Afikoyman, which according to some of the Rishonim is supposed to represent the Korban Pesach, Zeichel HaPesach. Mara we do have Bizman HaZeh, but the Gemara says that Mara Bizman HaZeh is only a mitzvah midirabbana. Mara is only a mitzvah midirabbana. Bizman Shein Beis HaMikdash HaYakayim. Bizman Shein Beis HaMikdash Kayim. Mara is only the Rabbanon. What exactly does that mean? This is a dispute between Tosfos and the Rambam. The Rambam writes both in the Sefer HaMitzvos as well as in the Mishnah Torah that he's not going to count Mara as an independent mitzvah. He says Korban Pesach is one mitzvah. And matzah is another mitzvah, because matzah bizman hazeh, we pass in as a mitzvah in our Torah. But morah bizman hazeh is the rabbanon. Why? Because morah doesn't really exist as an independent mitzvah. Morah is just a way to enhance your mitzvah of achilas korban pesach. You should eat morah in conjunction with the korban pesach. So even bizman shabbos hamikdash hayakayom, whoever wasn't eating korban pesach, let's say somebody was tummy or bederach rechoka, sick in the hospital, whatever. Someone is unable to go to Yerushalayim, unable to eat korban pesach. So would he eat Mora Bizman Shabbos HaMikdash HaYakayim? So the Rambam says no, Mora doesn't exist as an independent mitzvah. Today we have Mora Midirabbana Zecha LaMikdash. But Bizman HaMikdash, there was no Mora Midirabbana. If you're eating Korban Pesach, you eat Mora in conjunction with the Korban Pesach. To enhance the Kiyum HaMitzvah, there should be a mitzvah B'Shlei Musa. And if you're not eating Korban Pesach, so don't bother to eat any Mora. That's the Rambam's opinion. Tosfos disagrees with the Rambam. Tosfos had the Girsa and the Gemara. There are two Girsas in the Gemara, Daf Kav Ches. In Pesachim, if a person is Tomei or Bederach Rechoka, Should he eat mora or should he just eat matzah? The Tosafot of Girsa was yes, that he should eat mora. The mora always existed as an independent mitzvah, but the psukim indicate that it's only a mitzvah in a Torah, bizman she beis hamikdash hayikam. It doesn't have to be in conjunction with your personal eating of the Korban Pesach, but it has to be bizman she beis hamikdash hayikam. Bizman she beis hamikdash kayom, the mitzvah of mora doesn't exist. So bizman hazeh, the Gemara says that's for sure. Bizman hazeh, mora is only mid rabbanon. Matzeh, bizman hazeh, is a machlokes in the Gemara. There was a minority opinion. The matzah bizman hazeh is only mid rabbanon. The same psukim is mora, that it would appear from the Chumash that matzah and mora should be eaten. Now matzah simram, yochluhu, you should eat the korban pesach in conjunction with matzah and mora. Bizman shein beis hamikdash kayom. So there's no matzah either. The accepted opinion is not so. The matzah bizman hazeh constitutes a mitzvah in our Torah. The Mishnah lists off on Daf Lamed Hem and Aleph. Mishnah lists off which grains can be used to make flour from them in order to make matzah. So the Mishnah lists off the chameshes mini dogan, what we usually translate as wheat, barley, oats, rye, and spelt. There are more quotes in the Maharil that even though the Mishnah says all the five grains are acceptable, any one of these five types of flour can be used to make your matzah. So the Ramah quotes the Maharil, but the minig is that we use dafka wheat. Why do we exactly use wheat? So the Maharil doesn't explain. So everybody gives a different guess. It's a question. Lemaise, if a person is allergic to wheat, so we certainly say he's not mechuyev to go get sick over eating the matzah. So he's allergic to wheat. So you get matzah from one of the other meaning. An issue was raised regarding the oats and regarding the rye in Kahati's commentary on Mishnayis. He points out that Rabbi Unterman brought to his, at that time he was the chief rabbi, Rabbi Unterman brought to his attention that Professor Felix wrote in his book that he's not so convinced that oats is from the Hameshis Mini Dogon. He's not so convinced that rye is from the Hameshis Mini Dogon. Well, we eat rye bread, we say Hamaitse because the rye bread has other grains mixed in. If it would be all pure rye, it's a question whether it would be Hamaitse Lachman Hearts, but it would be Mazinus if you would have a rye cereal. The same with the oats, he's not so convinced that this is the case. Whether do you really say Bari Min Mazanis on your Cheerios? Or should you say Bari Pri Hadom or Shahakal Nibidvar? Maybe it should be a different bro. So there were those who were extremely upset about the fact that Rabbi Kahati quoted this in his commentary on the Mishnayos. There are people who boycott the whole Kahati Mishnayos because of the fact that he quoted such an apikurs as Shabbat. How can anyone doubt that this is the case? And others are not so convinced that it's such apikursis. That question. Anyway, but if a person is allergic to wheat, so you got no choice. So you got to rely on the on Rashi. Rashi gives you the French translations for the words. So they point out that the word that Rashi gives for Shibboleth L'Shu'el is oats. In old French, Rashi held that it was oats. Maybe the Rashi made a mistake. Okay. Maybe that's what they considered apikursis. But at least Rashi wrote that it's oats. So we can... A person can rely on Rashi's translation. Regarding which vegetables can be used for mora, so again the Mishnah Lamed Tesem and Aleph lists off five different vegetables. Chazeres, Tamcho, Charchevino, Ulshin, and Moror. And the Rishonim all identify Chazeres as lettuce. That's what they write, lettuce. What kind of lettuce? So we know that in the days of the Tanaim they didn't have regular iceberg lettuce in Eretz Yisrael. So obviously the lettuce that they're referring to is clearly romaine lettuce. Is that so much different from iceberg lettuce that you should say that one is only yetzer with romaine lettuce, you're not yetzer with regular lettuce? So this is a question. So many in Europe and many in America are of the opinion that you can be yetzer with regular lettuce also. And others suggest no. Perhaps it has to be dafke romaine lettuce. Maybe regular lettuce is not acceptable. But romaine lettuce is... clearly, the first of the minim that are mentioned in the Mishnah, the Talmud Yerushalmi says that the five vegetables mentioned in the Mishnah, Lamed Tesem and Aleph, are mentioned in descending order of importance. That it's preferable to use chazeres, the romaine lettuce, and second best is to use tamcha, and third best is to use charchevino. So that was the practice in many communities in Europe, that they used to use romaine lettuce. Why should it be preferable to use romaine lettuce? So the Talmud Yerushalmi says because romaine lettuce basically tastes delicious. There's nothing wrong with it. So the Shibud Mitzrayim started off as a very pleasant one, that the Egyptians convinced the Jews, let's all work together and make all these pyramids. So it was very sweet. And then later on it turned out to be bitter. So we want to use the romaine lettuce, which starts off as a normal, sweet-tasting vegetable, and then later on, if you leave it in the ground longer, it becomes bitter. The Chazon Ish claims, his reading of the Yerushalmi, his take on this Yerushalmi is, yes, you only get to with romaine lettuce if you left it in the ground so long that it became bitter. But our practice is that we detach, we cut off the romaine lettuce before it gets bitter. So he claims that you're not going to the mitzvah then. But the practice in Europe was not like the Chazon Ish. This was a chiddush of it. The practice in Europe always was that people used romaine lettuce, even though it was cut off at the time that it tasted good and it never got bitter. They assume that this is the min, because of the fact that if you leave it in the ground longer, it'll become bitter. So this establishes that romaine lettuce is the correct min for mara. So you have to, even if you eat it when it's sweet. The practice that many communities had to use horseradish really developed. It's highly questionable whether horseradish is one of the five minim at all. When you read the Gemara and Daf Lamed Tes on Aleph and on Beis, the Gemara seems to state clearly that that mara has to be a green leafy vegetable that has a sap. When you cut it, that has a sap, that it was a zap. It doesn't seem to correspond at all to romaine, to horseradish. So one of the students in the yeshiva who already graduated around 40 years ago, wrote a paper in Gesher, which is one of the journals here that comes out every 5 years or so, bridging the gap between Torah and science. That's why it's called Gesher. Gesher is a bridge. So he wrote a paper about this, and now he's a big professor somewhere in Eretz Yisrael University on botany. So he documented the fact that the use of the horseradish as mara developed when the Jews started to move so close to the North Pole that regular lettuce was not available, romaine lettuce was not available. So they had no bread. So they relied on the opinion in the Tanoim, which doesn't appear in the Gemara, that any bitter herb can be used for mara. But it was only really b'shas hatzchak, because they got stuck. People think that this is a real hida mitzvah to have romaine lettuce. It's not a hida mitzvah at all. It's highly questionable to yotze the mitzvah as this with horseradish. Yeah, horseradish. As this fellow, now he's a professor, then he was a Talmud in Yeshiva.
Ari Schaefer,
right. So he points out that it's not really bitter, it's sharp. Bitter and sharp are two different things. It doesn't have a bitter flavor. So it comes in a different meaning. Anyway, you should keep in mind that the emergency wards in New York City are more crowded on Leil Pesach than the rest of the year, because of the people who are eating horseradish who are not supposed to be eating it, the people who are drinking arbicosis, wine, they're getting sick from the wine and overeating themselves on the matzahs, which is really a chil Hashem. We have other forms of chil Hashem which perhaps are worse, but this itself is also a chil Hashem. The fact that Orthodox Jews get sick on Pesach night, manchei reseinah, from eating the mitzvahs, from eating the matzahs and the morah and the arbicosis and so on, this is a terrible thing. So a person should, it's lamahadrin, to eat the romaine lettuce is lamahadrin, there's nothing wrong with it, there's no hida mitzvah in insisting on getting the horseradish. Anyway, the Mora Bismar is that, the Gemara says it's only Midirabbana. In the Haggadah we have the comment made by the Tanoim that Babazela, it really appears in the Gemara also, Babazela Amarta Lebashoshe Shmatu Mora Menachem Lefanecha, that one can only be in fulfillment of the mitzvah of Sipi Tzias Mitzrayim if he has something in front of him that he can see. Babazela Amarta, the word there applies to something you can see. The Gemara has a discussion with the Summa. One is blind, is he chayiv in CPCS Mitzrayim in Atorah or only Midirabbanan? That's the Gemara in the last parak on Kuf Tezvav, Amid Beis. Kuf Tezayin Amid Beis, excuse me. So the Gemara says that the Mansha Beis HaMikdush HaYikayim, so you have everything in front of you. You have the Pesach, the Matzah, and the Mara. The Gemara says that we don't have any Korban Pesach, that's out of the question. We don't have Mara min Atorah. The Mara that we have is only a Mitzvah Midirabbanan. So we are not obligated to say Sipi Tzis Mitzrayim because of the Mora. The Minatari is not obligated to have Sipi Tzis Mitzrayim because the Mora is only Midirabbanan. The question is whether the Matzah exists Minatari. So that was a dispute in the Gemara on Kuf Terzayin on the face. So according to the one opinion that Matzah Bizman Hazeh, the minority view in the Gemara, that Matzah Bizman Hazeh is only Midirabbanan, so the whole Mitzvah of Sipi Tzis Mitzrayim Bizman Hazeh is only Midirabbanan. Let's say a person is in somewhere in the world and he doesn't have Korban Pesach, Matzah, or Mora, he has nothing. So the Sipi Tzias Mitzrayim will only be Midirabbanan. The obligation to tell you Tzias Mitzrayim is only Babazeh. Babazeh Lamarta Lebashosh Eshmatza Mor Menachem Lefanach. You have to have something in front of you. So the Gemara says the saving grace is that we pass in La Halacha that Matzah Bizman Hazeh is there. I said, so if you have Matzah in front of you, then you're Chayiv and Sipi Tzias Mitzrayim in Atar. But if matzah would have been the Rabbanan, or if matzah is menatar, but you happen not to have any matzah, the Jews in Siberia for many years, they didn't have any matzah. Sure. A person is in prison, they don't give him any matzah, so the whole sweet pizza is in time. It's only mid the Rabbanan. That's what the Gemara points out. Perhaps the most difficult mitzvah to fulfill on Pesach night is what the Mishnah points out. Behold, over there, Chayiv Adam Liris Esatz Makiduhu Yatsim in Mitzrayim. We're supposed to have the attitude, that's the Mishnah on Kuf Tezayin on the base, we're all supposed to have the feeling as if we just left Mitzrayim, in the sense that Yilah Hoti HaKadosh Baruch Hu Sabasenim in Mitzrayim, Harionu V'aneinu V'nei V'aneinu Mishabodim Hayinu L'far B'in Mitzrayim. So the Tzias Mitzrayim directly affected us, that we should feel that we are B'necher. It's a very difficult feeling to have. It's easier to eat the matzah and the morah, all the kizais, and to drink the abakaisis. It's easier to do all those mitzvahs than to have this attitude. We would have still been abadim lefarad in Mitzrayim. So that's the obligation in our Torah. That's the very difficult mitzvah. Mid the Rabbanon, the Rambam points out, then in addition to that mitzvah, liris esatzma, one should have this attitude. There's a mitzvah in the Rabbanon, chayiv adam laharis esatzma, kiluhu yatzma Mitzrayim. Person has to demonstrate that he has a ben chorin. So how to demonstrate that one is a ben chorin? So the Rambam quotes from the Mishnah, there are two parts to this, to the fulfillment of this mitzvah. One way we demonstrate the way of ben chorin is that on Pesach night we eat beheseba, we recline when we eat. Rabbi Soloveitchik, when he gave the shurim in Moriah for the Balabatim, always used to demonstrate the correct way to do heseba and the incorrect way to do heseba. So he used to demonstrate that if a person is just sitting and leaning into empty space, that's not a mitzvah of heseba. So like this. Person is going to eat like this. That's not a seder. A seder, you have to lean onto something. You have to either lean on the chair next to you, like this, or lean on the table or something. Or lean, the Gemara says, lean on someone else's shoulder. The Gemara has a case that the students would be in the yeshiva, so they would lean on each other's shoulders. Okay, but if you're just leaning into thin air, he thought that one is not a fulfillment of the mitzvah of Hesedah. But the idea behind the seder is to demonstrate laharas kiluhu yatsim in mitzvah, to demonstrate that we have been echorin. Then the Rambam says that the drinking of the abakaisis, the drinking of the four times make a toast, alachayim, drinking of the abakaisis is also fulfillment of this mitzvah of laharas kiluhu yatsim in Mitzrayim. This, of course, is the Rambam l'shitos. So the Rambam's opinion is, based on the way he read the Gemara, he had the Girsa and the Gemara, the same as the Rish and the Gaonim, that the drinking of the abakaisis is a mitzvah that everyone around the table has to drink abakaisis. Tosfos on the opening Mishnah in the last perek in Psochem, in Arba Psochem, Tosfos suggests that there is no mitzvah to drink abakaisis. It's just a mitzvah to recite Kiddush. Tosfos says it's like Kiddush and Abdullah. Just like Kiddush and Abdullah. One person says Kiddush and drinks a little bit of the wine and everybody's yotzei. Abdullah, one person takes a sip of the wine and everybody's yotzei. So Tosfos suggests that the same should be true regarding the Arba Kaisis. The abakaisis simply are, according to Tosfos, that's the whole story. You're reciting Kiddush al Hayayin. You recite the Bracha Shir Gialonu on a cup of wine. You recite Bichas Hamozen on a cup of wine. Let's say you bench Mezumen. And one person holds the cup, he benches, and then he drinks the wine. So everybody has to drink the wine. One person drinks the wine, and he goes to the benching al HaKos on Pesach night. The third cup is Bichas Hamozen al Hayayin. And the fourth Bracha, the fourth cup of wine, is the Mishnah refers to it as Bichas Hashir. It's Bichas Hashir al Hayayin. So Tosfos says that it's four brachas al hakos, and that's all. And if one person drinks the maloy lugma of each one of the kosos, everybody's yotzei. Tosfos is not sure about this, but that's the way they're tending, they're leaning in that direction. The Rambam clearly disagrees. The Rambam says no, that that's one aspect of the arba kosos, namely that you're reciting four brachas al hakos, but in addition to that, you're drinking four lachayims. So I can't drink the lachayim to be made to somebody else. Everybody has to drink their own lachayim. So the Rambam, the Shitasa, who thinks that there's another aspect of abakaisis, namely each person should drink four cups of wine. The Gemara has, for example, let's say they say Kiddush, and then the person drinks a cup of wine, then he fills it up again, drinks another cup of wine, fills it a third time, drinks a third cup, and a fourth cup, all abakaisis before you start the manishtana. So the Rambam has the Gimsa in the Gemara, Shosam of Asachas, just drink all the four cups of wine. You yoyster the one aspect of abakaisis, you had your four lechayim. But you weren't yet to the four brachas al hakos. And then the Gemara says, and what happens if you'll drink the four brachas al hakos? Say Kiddush, Hashir Gyalonu, Brichas Hamozen, and then you say Brichas Hashir, al Hayayin, but the wine will not be pleasant tasting. It'll be awful. He's choking on the wine. He can't stand wine. He's allergic to wine. So that he gets sick from the wine. So then the Rambam says he's yotzei the one aspect, the other aspect. He said four brachas al hakos, but you're not yotzei the cheres. Cheres is if you drink and you enjoy the lachai. If you don't enjoy it, if it's shosan chai, if it's yayin chai, it's not mazug. So then you can't say that you're yotzei the mitzvah laharis kilu hu yotzei mitzrayim. It's not a demonstration of being a ben kar. So that was the Rambam has the gears of sarif in the Gemara. But sometimes you can fulfill the one aspect of abrakosis without the other, and sometimes you fulfill the second aspect without the first. Shosam b'vatsachas means I drink all the four kosis one after the other without reciting Asher Yalonu ala yayin, and Bichas Hamozen ala yayin, and the Bichas Hashir ala yayin. So you're yotzei the mitzvah of four lachaim, but you're not yotzei the mitzvah of the four brachas ala kos. And if you drink each bracha ala kos in its proper order, but you don't enjoy the wine, then you're only yotzei the mitzvah of brachas ala kos. And you're not yet to the mitzvah of abrakosis of derech eres. So the Rambam, the Shitasa, is of the opinion that abrakosis shares in common the theme of haseder, namely b'chol dover darchai b'adam laharis esatzmo kilu hu yotam imitzayin. The mitzvah to demonstrate that one is a ben korin. The Mishnah quotes a dispute among the Tanaim regarding the nature of charosis. What is charosis all about? The Mishnah Kuf Yudal and Amar Aleph. So Rab Loza b'Rab Tzadik is the minority opinion presented in the Mishnah who disagrees with the Chachamim. The majority of the opinion was that charosis is not a mitzvah. So the Gemara asks, if charosis is not a mitzvah, what do we waste time to have the charosis for? What is just the ceremony? What is it all about? The Gemara says, no, it's for health reasons. The Gemara says that it's unhealthy to eat maror without dipping it first into charosis. That's purely for health reasons. And if you can avoid the health issue without charosis, mato, then you don't have to have any charosis. And Rab Loza b'Rab Tzadik disagrees with Abraham, and he thinks that it is a mitzvah. So the Gemara asks, my mitzvah? What in the world is a mitzvah according to Rab Loza b'Rab Tzadik? The Gemara asks on Kufta Zainam and Aleph. So the Gemara gives different suggestions. So one suggestion is that it's zechel tapuach, that the charosis should be made from Tapuchim and Shirashirim. The Jewish people are compared to a tapuach. Tachas ha-tapuach ha-raticha. What exactly does a tapuach mean? So all the women, yes, any woman. A woman says tapuach is an apple. So when they make the haroises with apples. It's obvious from the Gemara that this is not correct. That tapuach means a citrus fruit. Tosis in the end of Tainus points out that tapuach is an esrog. Places said, esrog or citrus fruit. It's not an apple. I think the botanists point out in the days of Taram, they didn't have apples, didn't exist in Eretz Yisrael. In the days of Shlomo HaMelech, when he composed Yerushim, there were no apples in Eretz Yisrael. So he can't be referring to Tachas HaTapur HaRatich, he's not talking about apples. They didn't have it in that part of the world. Never saw any apples. He's talking about citrus fruits. The Gemara makes it clear. I'll read the Gemara in a minute. So the Gemara says, one opinion within Rav Loza b'Rav Tzadik. One opinion is that the reason why he thinks that it's a mitzvah of the Rabbanim, it's not a mitzvah of the Hatar. So one view in the Amoraim is that the reason for Rav Loza b'Rav Tzadik insisting that Charosis is a mitzvah of the Rabbanim is Zechel Tapuach, we should remember what happened Tachas HaTapuach HaRaticha. The other opinion in the Gemara is that it should be Zechel Tiv. It should remind us of the cement that the Jewish people used to use in order to build the Ori Miskenos Lefaro. And Tosis quotes the Yerushalmi on Kuf Tezayin Amar Aleph, that it's Zechel Adam, we should remember all the Jewish blood that was spilled during all those years of the persecution in Golos Mitzrayim. So the Gemara says, since there are two different opinions, in the Babli there are two opinions, whether the mitzvah midirabbanon of Charosis, according to the view of Rav Loza b'Rav Tzadik, is it Zechel Tit, is it supposed to be reminiscent of the cement that they were forced to use in building the Ori Miskenos, or is it supposed to be Zechel Tapuach? So the Gemara says we should hilchach, Amar Abai hilchach, therefore we should satisfy the both opinions. So we should make the charoses very thick, sorach l'samuchein, it should be very thick, reminiscent of the thick cement. And then it should be sorach l'kehuye, it should have a sharp, acidic flavor, zecha l'tapuach. So if it's apples don't have an acidic flavor. So it's obvious the Gemara is talking about a tapuach. Apples are oranges, something like that. So fine, if the women want to put in apples, it's not mikalko. But they have to make sure that they squeeze in some orange juice, or pour in some chapakan oranges, some kosher peto oranges, to pour into the charosis. Because the Gemara says, Zorach le kuhuyeh should have a sharp flavor, zeche le tapuah. Tosfos quotes from the Talmud Yerushalmi a comment which is quoted in Shulchan Aruch that since it's also supposed to be Zechel Adam, that was the third opinion that the Yerushalmi offered. Why does Rav Lozer ben Tzadik think that they made a mitzvah mid the Rabbanon of Charoses? So the Yerushalmi says that it's Zechel Adam. So Tosfos says, but you want to satisfy the both opinions. You want to have a Zechel Tit, should be reminiscent of the thick cement, and a Zechel Adam. So Tosfos quotes the Yerushalmi as saying, when you bring the Charoses on the table, it should be thick. And then before you're about to dip in the Marah, then you should pour in a lot of red wine, and then it'll be slushy, it'll be liquidy like blood, then it'll be Zechel Adam. That's what it says in Shulchan Aruch. Unless you live in a community where there's going to be Alila, where there may be Alila Saddam, there may start a blood libel, so you should do this practice if you're concerned about the possibility of blood libel, so you don't pour in any red wine. Do we accept this opinion of Rav Lezer ben Tzadik? He's in disagreement with the majority of the Tanaim and the Mishnah. Mishnah quotes that he was disagreeing with the majority view. So there are two versions of what the Rambam said. The Rambam, two versions that the Rambam himself has in two different places. The Rambam in his commentary on Mishnayos, on Daf Kuf Yudalet, writes that the opinion of Rav Lezer ben Tzadik was never accepted. That he says that Charoses is a mitzvah of the Rabbana. We assume the halacha that the sole reason for the Charoses is for health purposes. So if your romaine lettuce is clean, no bugs, and there's no problem with health, the Gemara says the problem is with the bugs. It's a health issue. So the Rambam writes, if you have clean lettuce and there's no problem with bugs, no issue with health, then you don't have to bother to have Charoses at all. How does he know that we have not accepted the view of Rav Lezer ben Tzadik? He should have said, Yochid v'rabim halacha kirabim, the majority opinion of voter Rav Lezer ben Tzadik. He says, he has a better argument. He says, according to Rav Lezer ben Tzadik, that it's a mitzvah mid Rabbanon. So you should really recite a bracha, shekirishon abim mitzvah sevit sivano al achilos charoises. Al achilos charoises. According to Rav Lezer ben Tzadik, you have to eat the charoises. We always assume that you dip the mor into the charoises. The Rambam says, if the din would have been like Rav Lezer ben Tzadik, that charoises is a mitzvah, you would have had to eat charoises, eating kezais of charoises, and there would have been a haggadah that has a bracha, shekadishana b'mitzos and tzimana ala chilos charoises. And since in our haggadahs we don't have such a bracha, so that's obviously clear that the halacha has not been accepted like Rav Lezer ben Tzadik. When you look in the Rambam in the Mishnah Torah, obviously he changed his mind. The Mishnah Torah is written after the Pirush HaMishnah. So the Rambam in the Mishnah Torah writes, the din is that charoises is a mitzvah of the Rabbanan, and nonetheless, the bracha is not recited. So it's a double contradiction between the Rambam and the Pirush HaMishnayos and the Rambam and the Mishnah Torah. In the Mishnah Torah, he thinks that din is like Rav Lezer ben Tzadik, that it is a mitzvah of the Rabbanon, and he thinks that despite the fact that it's a mitzvah of the Rabbanon, the bracha is not recited. What is this that the Rambam wrote in the commentary in the Pirush HaMishnayos, that if the din would have been like Rav Lezer ben Tzadik, one would have recited a bracha, asher kedishonu b'mitzvos v'tzivanu al achilos charoses? Where did he come up with such an einfad that there's a mitzvah to eat charoses? We always thought there's a mitzvah to dip the maror into the charoses. And the Gemara says you have to shake off the maror. A lot of people make a mistake. They pile on a lot of charoses on the maror. So the Gemara says that's not acceptable. You have to just dip the maror into the charoses and shake off as much of pak. You have to wipe it off with a napkin, but you have to shake off as much of the charoses as possible. So how does the Rambam make such a statement that you should eat a kazayah, you should eat charoses and say brach ala chilas charoses according to Rav Lezer ben Tzadik? Very strange, but they point out that we have other sources which say the same. The Mordechai, in the standard editions of the Mordechai on the very last page in Pesachim, that's page 76 in the pages in the Mordechai, he raises the question, how could Hillel have eaten everything at the same time, a kazayis of a korban Pesach, a kazayis of matzah, and a kazayis, the way it says in the Mordechai, how could he have eaten a kazayis of matzah, a kazayis of marah, and a kazayis of charoses? The Beis HaBliyah doesn't have room enough for three kazayisim. Ein Beis HaBliyah machzik yoisem mikabetza, and he's assuming that a kabetza is two kazayisim. There are two versions in the Tanoim, in the Rishonim, where the volume of a betza is two kazayisim or three kazayisim. So the Mordechai is assuming in presenting this kasha that the Beis HaBliyah is only machzik kibetza, and the kibetza is only two kizetzim, so how could Hillel swallow everything with basachas? What was the difficulty? He could have swallowed it bizachas et tochidei achilas pras. Well, what's the whole kasha of the Mordechai? We don't follow the whole kazais of asachas, the kazais of korban pesach, kazais of matzah. The Gemara says, as long as you don't have too long a pause between the first achil and second achil, it's okay. So the Mogan Avram quotes the Trumas Hadesh, and you see from the Marka that's only b'diyevet, that you can be mitzarev a little bit of matzah from now, a little bit of matzah from later, with a little pause in between. And preferable is, a hida mitzvah l'hatchila is that you should swallow the full kazais of asachas. So that's why all the Svarim quotes, the Kitzur Shulchan Aruch quotes this from the Mogan Avram, that l'chatzkili should chew up the whole kezayis of matzah in your mouth and then swallow the whole kezayis of asachas, which is a hard trick to do, to swallow the whole kezayis. So he got this from the Mordechai, because the Mordechai presents the kasha like that. How can you possibly swallow a kezayis of matzah, kezayis of mor, kezayis of charoises bevasachas? The quote from Abchaim Soloveitchik that he thought that this was an incorrect inference from the Mordechai. If you're eating matzah, so you can be mitzarech matzah with matzah, terched achilas pras. If you're eating korban pesach, eat a little bit now, a little bit later, and a small tiny pause in between, you can be mitzarech a little bit of korban pesach before and the korban pesach from after. If hillel holds, you have to eat matzah morer vasachas, so you're eating two different things. That's the halacha l'moshe misinav terched achilas pras was never formulated. So there the Mordechai thinks that to be mitzarech that, you have to have the bli achas, you have to swallow everything together. If you lead a terched achilas pras, it wouldn't be good. But not that the Mordechai meant to assume that the l'chatchili should never rely on terched achilas pras. No. Terched achilas pras from matzah alone, from or alone, that's no problem. For kaira, that was the problem that the Mordechai raised. Okay, that's a different issue. But the way the Mordechai presents the kasha, he asks, how can you possibly swallow kezayis matzah, kezayis mar, kezayis charoises bevasachas? So he seems to be talking about eating a kezayis of charoises. However, in all the standard editions of the Mordechai, they put the word charoises in parentheses. These are the hagoyes of the Ramah. The Ramah, the one who wrote on the Shulchan Aruch, Moshe Isserles, in the days of the Ramah, they used to give shir, they used to learn Mordechai in the yeshiva, like we learn Gemara and Shulchan Aruch, so they used to learn Mordechai. And he gave a running commentary. So the Ramah told the students that they should amend the text of the Mordechai. Instead of kezayis charoises, they should say kezayis korban pesach. That was the kasha. How can you eat a kezayis of korban pesach, a kezayis matzah, a kezayis mar? How can you swallow three kezayis in the vasachas? The Beis Avli is only maksik two kezayis. That was the kasha that he asked, and he works on a teretz on that kasha. So according to the correction of the Ramah, according to the Hagoah of the Ramah, there is no source in the Mordechai. It's simply a misprint. There is no source about eating a kezayis of charoises. But according to the old reading, maybe a mistake, according to the old reading, there is a Mordechai who speaks about eating a kezayis of charoises. In Shulchan Aruch, they say one is, they quote from the Talmud Yerushalmi, one is not permitted to eat matzah on Erev Pesach. In order that when you eat the matzah on Leil Pesach, you should eat with Tayyavim. You should be excited about eating it. So in the Shulchan Aruch, there are more quotes the Achrayim who say you shouldn't eat any of the fruits that are going to be in the Charoises in order that you should eat the Charoises with Tayyavim. You shouldn't eat any apples or any oranges or any of the other fruits. So the Ramah in his commentary on the bottom of the tour in the Dark of Moshe says, I don't know what they're talking about. Who eats chazayis charoises? Nobody eats charoises. You dip the mor into the charoises, then you shake it off. So he says he doesn't understand what they're talking about. But in the Shulchan Aruch, he just quotes this without his argument that it doesn't make any sense. He says you shouldn't eat any apples or oranges or any of the fruits that are ingredients of the charoises. And our Pesach, in order that Leil Pesach, you should eat the charoises. So apparently there was such a tradition, the Rambam and the Pirush HaMishnayos and the old reading in the Mordechai, maybe a misprint, but the Ramah quotes such a practice that you don't even eat all those fruits on Erev Pesach in order to eat the Charoises on Leil Pesach L'Teyovim. On Leil Pesach, part of the Seder is that we want to keep the attention of the children, so we dip the karpas into salt water. How much of the karpas they have to eat? What do you mean how much they have to eat? They just want to draw the attention of the children to keep them awake. That they should ask a question. We never answer that question. Why did you dip the carpets into salt water? At the end of the Haggadah, the kid is still awake and he's going to ask a new one. You never answer the question, so the answer is going to be, that was just in order to keep your attention, to keep you awake. So, there is a reading in the Rambam, in all the standard editions of the Rambam. The Rambam says that you eat a kazayis of carpets. Mazah kazayis of carpets. So, some assume that's the Rambam's opinion. The Chachamim, for whatever reason, they instituted carpets. Doesn't make a difference. Yeah, once they instituted that you should have karpas, you have to eat a kezayis of karpas. On the bottom of the Rambam, we have the Hagoyes Maimoni. Hagoyes Maimoni is not really a commentary on the Rambam. Those who are familiar, Hagoyes Maimoni just makes believe that the Rambam doesn't exist, and he tells you what Rashi and Tosfos hold about this. It's like in Shulchan Aruch. The Mechaber always says what the Rambam says, and the Rambam says, we follow Rashi and Tosfos. So that's the same with the Rambam. You have the Rambam gives you his opinion. At the bottom of the page, Hagoyes Maimoni is from the left of the Balei Tosfos, from the Talmud of the Maharam Rutenberg, and he just says that we don't follow anything that it says on top of the page. We follow Rashi and Tosfos. So Hagoyes Maimoni thinks that this may possibly be a misprint in the Rambam, that he says you have to have, not only does he disagree with the Rambam, sometimes he says there's a misprint, the Rambam never said it either. So here he thinks that this must be a misprint. He says when the Rambam talks about eating maror, he never mentioned that you have to eat a kezayis. And you can't say you don't have to because the Mishnah Daf Lametet says you have to eat a kezayis of maror. So how come the Rambam, how come he says that you have to eat a kezayis of karkas and he never said you have to eat a kezayis of maror? So he says if you put the two kashas together, teretz is that this word kezayis maror belongs two lines later. It's a misprint. It belongs, I don't think we have any additions to any manuscripts of the Rambam like that, but that's the suggestion of the Hagoyes Maimoni. That maybe that's a misprint and the kezayis really doesn't belong there. It belongs by the maror. So there are different practices in Shulchan Aruch. They recommend, they give a whole recommendation why bedavka one should not eat a kezayis of karpas. So the shayla, if you eat a kezayis of karpas, I may have to say burn the fashas. Because even though you plan to eat more vegetables in the middle of the meal, but that's going to be such a long pause that it's going to take hours and hours, depending on how many children you have, how many gematrios and Rosh Hashanahs are going to take. So it may take forever and ever till you get to the middle of the meal. So if you eat vegetables before the meal and you say bar pri adam, and then you continue to eat vegetables in the middle of the meal, so you don't have to say bar nefashis, it's covered with the birchas hamazon. But if it's going to be a pause of an hour or two, in between the eating of the karpas and the eating of the vegetables in the meal, that it's not going to be, it's not going to be covered with the benching later on. So that's why in Shulchan Aruch they recommend one should bedavka not eat a kezayis of karpas, you should bedavka have less than a kezayis. The Gemara on Kuf Chaf on the base, and I'll close with this, the Gemara brings down, the Gemara quotes the Machlokes Rav Lozer ben Azariah Rav Akiva regarding Chatzos HaLaila. The Mishnah is saying, Ezel Mekoyim and HaPesach Eina Nechal Elo At Chatzos. You have to finish eating the Korban Pesach by midnight. So the Gemara quotes over here, towards the very end of Pesachim, Kuf Chof and Beis, Rav Lozer ben Azariah learns out from a pasuk that this din of Chatzos is min HaTorah. Rav Akiva disagrees and he thinks that the whole din of Chatzos is only a Chumr mid Rabbanik, the Harchik to Sod min HaAveira. The Gemara says, but bottom line, you have to finish eating the Korban Pesach by Chatzos. So what's the difference? What's the Vajimei HaNafkamina, whether it's a din min HaTorah, din mid Rabbanim? The Gemara says, a big nafkamina, does it apply to matzah bizman hazeh or not? If it's a din min HaTorah that you have to finish eating the Korban Pesach by Chatzos, then we have a hekesh between matzah and morah. We have a hekesh between Korban Pesach and matzah. So the matzah also has to be completed by Chatzos. But if the whole din of Chatzos by Korban Pesach is only mid Rabbanik, de laharchik, kisodim and aveiro, so then the Gemara says it's only an issue regarding Korban Pesach, because if you eat the Korban Pesach after alos hashachar, you'll be chayv koris, you'll be eating noisar. So kedei laharchik kesodim in aver, to prevent the person from violating an aver of eating noisar, so they had the right to make a chumrim in the Rabbanah that you have to finish eating the Korban Pesach by chatzos. But what terrible aver will a person violate if he eats the matzah after alos hashachar? What's the aver? He won't be oisah the mitzvah because it's already the morning. The aver will be that he's eating before davening. You know, there are a lot of people eat before daven. See, them always eat before daven. So what's that? They daven at 11 o'clock in the morning, Shabbos. So of course they're going to eat before the daven. Can't fast on Shabbos and Yom Tov. So it's not such a serious aver. So if the whole din of Chatzos by Korban Pesach is only Midirabbanan, so then the Gemara says they never introduced the Chumrim Midirabbanan with respect to Matz. So Tosfos on the daf, on Kuf Chof on the base, has the two opinions. How do we pass it? Do we pass on like Rav Lozer ben Azariah that Chatzos is min HaTorah, therefore it does carry over to Matzah bizman hazeh? Or should we pass on like Rav Akiva that Chatzos is only mid Rabbanon, so therefore it does not carry over to Korban Pesach, does not carry over to Matzah, it only applies by Korban Pesach? So the pashto should be, we should really pass on like Rav Akiva. So it's based on the way it usually says in the Mahalachic Rav Akiva mechaveru. Whenever there's a dispute between Rav Akiva and other Chachamim, we always accept Rav Akiva's opinion. Here the special problem is that the Mishnah in Ezel Mekoyman follows the view of Rav Lozer ben Azariah. That's how the Gemara says. The Mishnah in Ezel Mekoyman makes such a sharp statement, HaPesach Ein Al Nechel Elo Ad Chatzos. It's written in a double negative to imply that it's a din min HaTorah. If a din of Chatzos would have been in Rabbanan, the Mishnah wouldn't have written it with such a sharp lashon.
HaPesach Eino Nechal Elo Ad Chatzos. So you have a Stam Mishneh, and it's a Mekoyman that follows the opinion of Rabbi Lozman and Azari. So maybe that should be an indication we should accept his opinion. The Tesis is not sure. So that's why the Shulchan Aruch has this recommendation. One should try to finish eating the matzah before Chatzos. So what is the matzah? What's the matzah? So according to the Rashbam and Tosfos, Dafi Koyman is Ikar Mitzvos Matzah. Even though we say the bracha in the beginning of the meal when we say Amotzi, well, we have in mind not to be Yotzi with that. We really want to be Yotzi with Dafi Koyman at the end of the meal. So that's why according to these Rishonim, the recommendation is that one should complete the eating of the Afi Koyman by Chatzos. The Ramah quotes a Ran from Megillah that not only should one finish eating the Afi Koyman before Chatzos, he should finish all the Arba Kosis. The Echad Miyodeh with the Chat Gadya, that's not Makir. That you don't have to say at all. So if you don't want to say it by Chatzos, Nishgeselach. But the drinking of the Arba Kosis, the completion of the Halal after the meal, and the drinking of the fourth cup of wine after you finish Nishmas and Yishtabach, Nihaluch, and so on. So there are more quotes, the Rana Megillah, who recommend that one should try to finish all of that by Chatzos. So just to review, how many mitzvahs alayla are there? So we have a Korban Pesach, that's for sure a mitzvah alayla. Chagigas HaBosar is mid the Rabbanon, one is obligated. We have not accepted the view of Ben Taimu, even though there's a Stam Mishnah. Alayla Zeh Kulo Tzli, the Stam Mishnah follows Ben Taimu's opinion, that even the Chagigas HaBosar has to be Tzli, but we don't really follow that opinion. The Morab is Manazer, only mid the Rabbanon. Matzah is Manazer, the Machlekes, and we pass on the Matzah Zerais, and because of the fact that Matzah is Zerais, therefore CPT is Mitzrayim is still Menatar. If the din would have been a Matzah with Dima de Rabbanon, then the Gemara says on Kuf to Zainam and Beis that the CPT is Mitzrayim would have been Mid de Rabbanon. Then we have the two mitzvahs, Menatar, the mitzvah is Bechol Daradar Chai Varam Liris Esatz Makilu Hayatzim and Mitzrayim. That's a biblical obligation that appears in the Mishnah on Kuf to Zainam and Beis, and the Rambam writes that there's a mitzvah Mid de Rabbanon, Bechol Daradar Chai Varam Laharis Esatzmo. The two parts of that mitzvah are the haseba with the drinking of the Arba Kosis. And this idea to drink the Arba Kosis, that's the accepted opinion that everybody has Arba Kosis. This is not in accordance with the Balei HaTosfos who claim that the drinking of the Arba Kosis is like drinking Kiddush and Abdullah. It's merely four brachas that are recited ala kos, and if one person takes a sip of wine, everybody is yotzei. Then we discuss the haroisis is a machlokes hatanaim, whether it's a mitzvah, it's only for health purposes. And the Rambam contradicts himself in the Sefer, in the Mishnah Torah, the Rambam in the Yad HaZokeh writes the Charos, this is a mitzvah despite the fact that we don't recite a bracha. We shouldn't discuss why, if it's really a mitzvah in the Rabban, why is no bracha recited? And then the issue is with the Karpas, is Karpas really a mitzvah in the Rabban that you need a kazayis, it's a mitzvah sachilim in the Rabban, or do we say, nah, it's just to keep the attention of the children, so no kazayis is needed. So in Shulchan Aruch, they recommend bedavka that one should not have a kazayis. We assume, whatever the reading in the Rambam is, we assume that Karpas is not really a mitzvah.